Well, regular listeners to our award-winning For the People know how much we want to make sure we're putting Connecticut to work and giving individuals in Connecticut who want to work the best opportunities at productive and financially rewarding employment. And there's no better partner to help us articulate that and to discuss programs and trends than the Connecticut Department of Labor. And Erica, too, is with us. They call her the Workforce Director, but her actual title is the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act Administration Unit Director. We will not be using that title again in this program. Just a little too long. But Erica, thank you for joining us this morning. We just want to remind people before we get into our conversation about an important event that is benefiting our veterans, Homes for the Brave. Down in Bridgeport invites the community to join a fun celebratory event that supports our brave servicemen and women. It's the 11th annual Step Up for the Brave Challenge. It's happening on Saturday, August 16th at the Martyr Family Arena at Sacred Heart University. This fitness event raises critical funds for Connecticut's veterans experiencing homelessness, hunger, and mental health challenges. Even those unable to attend the event and participate with your own 2 feet can participate in a virtual walking challenge that's taking place between August 11th and 15th. And details about high-profile sponsorship opportunities and registration information are available whether you want to climb the arena or a walk in your own home or neighborhood. Just go to homesforthebrave.org and get involved. All right, Erica, too, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been with the Connecticut Department of Labor?
Hi, thank you. Yes, I've been with the Department of Labor just around 14 years, and I have a background in direct case management work within the American Job Centers across the state, and also within kind of a policy and procedural advising role, being director now at the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act unit.
So this all really started with a legislative action. There's a lot of units across a lot of departments in the state of Connecticut, but this is one of the first times I think I've ever talked to somebody whose job was actually created out of a legislative act like this.
Yeah, absolutely. The legislation has history as it's iterated over time from prior versions of similar legislation, but the Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act was implemented in 2015, and that has created the infrastructure for a lot of the workforce programming that operates across the American Job Center network today.
All right. Well, 10-year anniversary this year. That's great. Yeah. So, let's talk a little bit about what the act is and does for our workforce.
Yeah, so the Act has a variety of titles across state systems. So what I oversee is Title I, which includes our adult, youth, and dislocated worker programs that I'll explain a little bit about here today. But it also includes our partners at Adult Education, Vocational Rehabilitation, and a variety of other systems, including Wagner-Peiser. And these programs all operate in the job centers. So a variety of state agencies and partners that help people find jobs and get training.
Well, we have been hearing that the past few summers have been particularly hard on our young people who have really wanted to go out and seek and get employment, maybe not being able to get the work that they want or get work at all just due to shifting conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. Some people do have challenges finding employment. There can be a lot of factors that play into what makes somebody get a great match with an employment opportunity. So our programs are designed to improve the quality of the workforce, try and increase the number of skilled workers available for the high demand industries we offer in the state, and also try and create economic opportunity by helping individuals train for higher paying jobs. So our goal across all of our programs is to find workers and train them for careers and trigger passions and interests, and then make a match for great jobs that we have in the state here.
Mm-hmm. And so how would a young person today, maybe listening to this program on the air or in the next few days on the podcast, if they just don't know where to start and there's no help wanted signs hanging in the windows of their neighborhood or communities, you know, retail operations or businesses, what can they do? Where do they go?
Yeah, for a place to actually visit in person, I would recommend our American Job Centers. So you can go to our website, ct.gov/DOL. But there's a variety of American Job Centers, and that's the name that they would have in the local communities. We have full service centers in a lot of the major cities and then some smaller offices. So just simply walking into an American Job Center can provide a wealth of information about local employers in the area, hiring events, how to search for work, and a variety of workshops to learn about resume writing and interview skills, but then also could also connect somebody to one of our workforce programs for a more intensive case management and supportive service delivery.
That's one of the really important things that I think we need to focus on a little bit more for a couple of minutes, and that is that a lot of times a young person or anyone might come to one of the American Job Centers just thinking that they want to get a job, maybe even get their first job or get a better job. And you don't just, you know, sit them at a computer and you know, make them look at lists. You can actually avail them to a network of training that could catapult them into some spectacular arenas of employment like advanced manufacturing.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a variety of things that we try to offer. So if somebody visits the American Job Center, we can provide them with assessments or career readiness workshops. But we also have a lot of relationships, speaking of youth, with school systems. So with a lot of our youth programs, we've been utilizing virtual reality technology, these goggles, to help do career exploration activities. And a lot of times we'll offer that within the actual school system itself. We'll have case managers visit, take a set of goggles and try and explore careers with youth that are currently in class. And then we'll do similar workshops within the job centers too. So depending on how folks are introduced to us, we try to provide some engaging content to at least begin triggering what the awareness is for employers in the area, jobs in the area, to identify a possible training that could be pursued, or, you know, hiring events that are happening that day for shorter term needs too. So, so shorter or longer term options are available within our workforce programs.
Yeah. We also talk a lot in this program about the fantastic resource that our members of our community who are alternately abled or neurodivergent can provide in the workforce. A lot of times when we see these young people who are out and confidently working in Connecticut, it all started through the employment transition model at your agency.
Yes, that's an exciting opportunity that I'd love to speak a little bit more about. So that is where we've partnered directly with labor, the American Job Centers operated by the workforce boards, and vocational rehabilitation to uniquely prepare special education youth in the school systems to offer career exploration, job preparation. So that way, students that are in special education programs can utilize those transition programs where we could provide some work-based learning opportunities. What we've identified was that a lot of times school systems are trying to make matches with employers and provide experiences, sometimes on their own. So with the Employment Transition Model Grant, we are uniquely partnering across a lot of agencies, labor, workforce boards, Bureau of Rehab Services, the school systems, regional education service centers, so that way we have the right parties at the table to then connect kids with employers and make sure that they know who's around and where they could potentially get a job shadowing experience or a short-term internship or potentially something larger like a pre-apprenticeship or future registered apprenticeship based on their interests and career goals that we work together to identify and support.
And by the same token, you also work to help employers understand the unique value that this population can bring to their workforce.
Absolutely. Yeah. Our partners at the Bureau of Rehabilitation Services have a wide variety of unique expertise and professional development resources that have trained not only our staff that deliver services across the labor and workforce programs, but also support employers with how accessible and easy it can be to accommodate unique needs in the workplace, and what frequently asked questions could come up to better understand and reduce the amount of any myths that might be out there, so that way we can focus on all the incentives of hiring people with unique differences and people with disabilities, so that way we can increase the workforce and participation rates of people filling these jobs that we have across the state.
Yeah. Thinking back to my high school days, and when a couple of my friends diverted to Caner Technical High School in Waterbury, they would come home talking about the dusty workrooms and the greasy auto repair bays that they were learning in. And I'll tell you, you walk into some of these career technical high schools and our community colleges today, and you can not only eat off the floor, but the technology kind of resembles like a NASA control center. We have come a long, long way in helping young people find a direction and find exceptional pay and benefits in our Connecticut manufacturing world.
Absolutely, yeah. So there are still some places where, of course, you would get your hands dirty, but then a lot of the times there's so much technology and so much change and innovation that has happened in these industries that people don't even know the difference of what it was before to what it is now. So you're exactly right. So a lot of our manufacturing youth training programs provide a career exposure and sometimes hands-on training in the school day. So we have a couple of programs that do manufacturing training that leads to registered pre-apprenticeship certificates that can help somebody take hours off of a future registered apprenticeship that they could proceed to after high school is over. So those types of models, students in high school now are learning about the occupations and the training needs for employers in their area. And sometimes when they're graduating, they're getting hiring commitments from employers that day based on these programs. And they're not the same all manufacturing hands-on stuff that it used to be before. A lot of it's very high tech and very innovative compared to some of the manual stuff that can still occur in the industry too.
A lot of times when people think about government programs, they may think about, kind of filling gaps or even backfilling with things that may not be cutting edge and innovative. But tell us a little bit in the last few minutes that we have with you, Erica, how the Connecticut Department of Labor is really not just working towards, but being successful in approaching cutting edge fields and opportunities that will be fertile ground for our workforce in the years to come.
Yeah, so our goal is to support not only Connecticut's workers, but also Connecticut's employers. So we have a wide variety of large employers, but also the smaller entities too. And both are critical because we need high education jobs, we need blue collar jobs, we need a mix for successful industries and successful economies. So what we try to do is work with area employers, let them know about the services available at the Labor Department through our mixture of different business services, and help them find and recruit talent, help them develop programs that train and retain talent. So no matter if they're small or large, we try to make sure that we're providing them with people that are skilled to meet the needs of their vacancies, but then also support them longer term. So our workforce programs that we offer, a lot of times offer funding for on-the-job training opportunities or, short-term work experience funds. So to the extent we can provide those opportunities through our programs, we directly get to match somebody that we trained in the program to then be placed within their vacancy. And it's a win for everybody involved.
Fantastic. Erica Liu is the director of the Workforce Innovation and Opportunities Act Unit, Administration Unit at the Connecticut Department of Labor. They provide and oversee federal funding to the state to help job seekers, workers, and businesses with career services, job training, education, and workforce development. You can check them out online at portal.ct.gov/DOL or just go to your regional American Job Center if you'd like to get started in a new direction or a fresh direction when it comes to your employment. Erica, thank you so much for your time this morning. Great to chat with you, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.